The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
Now, there are about 30 snail farms in Ireland, but it's an industry with untapped potential. It turns out snail farming is ideally suited to the Irish climate. It provides a reliable income for farmers, and it has a low carbon footprint. What's not to like? We're joined by Cavan-based farmer Peter Monaghan, who began snail farming in 2017 and is now producing 1.2 million snails every year. Peter, good morning.
Hello, Pat. How are you?
I'm very well. What did you do before snails, and are you still doing that as well as the snails?
I would have always done a little bit of farming at home. Nothing that would have created a massive income now, Pat. We always have had about, I suppose, 20 sucklers at home. But I also worked in transport for quite a long time, up until maybe 2016-17. And just, I suppose, I came across snail farming back in 2013 or 14 and thought it was a wee bit too good to be true, and left it on the back burner, did some research, and I suppose in 2016-17 was when I got into it after doing a couple of years of research, and I haven't turned back since. It's just it's jumped in leaps and bounds since, so really enjoying it.
How do you start a snail farm? I mean, what do you need?
Well, I suppose at the moment you probably need about an acre of ground, room for a polytunnel maybe. I would have started off by doing a wee foundation course there with a very helpful lady in Ireland, and I got a good bit of information from that. I suppose she gave me a lot of the foundations and the information I'd need in regards to my setup and babies and what was working and what wasn't working. I've done a lot of research and development since then, and I'm hoping that we could help maybe more snail farmers start up.
Yeah.
With maybe smaller spaces and a lot less labour. It was very labour intensive now when I get into it, but I have we have a lot of the processes down to, I suppose, about 50% labour now than what it was maybe 3 or 4 years ago. So it's improving all the time. It's becoming very manageable and cost effective for starting up.
All right. Now, the snail in question, I mean, it's not your posh French snail. It's an Irish snail.
Yeah, well, I suppose the Irish snail is quite popular, if not one of the most popular in France. You're talking about, I suppose, the Helix Exportia Muller, but it's really just a garden brown snail. He's a native snail of Ireland, and you probably see him there in your back garden sometimes. The little lad that'll eat your flowers, and I suppose the mammies and daddies to be complaining about eating the plants. But that's basically the snail we're talking about. He's probably the most popular snail in Europe at the moment, with a huge shortfall in the market with them. That's what we're farming at the moment.
I mean, you can buy baby snails if you want to start up without going through the breeding process, but you now are breeding. So how do snails breed? I mean, they're what they call hermaphrodites. They don't need a partner. They go it alone.
They don't. Yeah, they do. Well, they obviously both snails will have to mate, as you just said. They're hermaphrodites. So when they mate, they call it they stab each other. They call it the Cupid's arrow. That's where Cupid's arrow comes from. So they could mate for up to about 12 hours, and after probably a couple of weeks after they mate, both of those snails, believe it or not, will actually lay up to 150 eggs. So 150 eggs should give you probably 120, 130 snails. That's the good thing about snails. Everything you have is going to produce for you, which is fantastic.
Okay,
you
know? So then they presumably bury their eggs. So in a commercial venture, what do? You encourage them into a particular area to bury their eggs?
That's correct, yeah. If I give you an outlook of what the way our year starts off in about January. We would go into our hibernation room. We would take probably 300 to 400 kilos of snails, which we call our breeders. We would take them out to our breeding room. We have a special room, an indoor room, a highly insulated room that we would put these breeders on breeding tables. After they could wake up maybe 2-3 days after we put them on the tables. And after they wake up, they're quite hungry and quite vigorous. So they will start eating, and they'll eat quite a lot, and they'll start breeding straight away. So about 2 weeks after that, then...
Hang on a second. What do they eat? I mean, what do you feed them?
We feed them a high calcium, high energy meal.
Okay.
It's I suppose if you've seen it now, it would be very similar to cattle meal or hen meal and stuff like that, but it's a completely different feed altogether. I import and I suppose I buy some of my meal here in Ireland, but it's a high energy, high calcium. Snails need a lot of calcium for their shells, and at the moment in the breeding room they would need a lot of energy in their feed also. So when they start eating that, then after about 2 or 3 weeks they'll want to lay. So that's when we introduce the little laying pots with a special clay in it. They'll go in and they'll get up in the pots then and they'll lay, as you said, down into the soil. They could lay from 120 up to 150 eggs in the soil. And that's, I suppose, that's when the work kind of starts for us then, because we have to then start extracting the eggs from the soil, putting them into special little boxes, and they will go from the breeding room then into the incubation room.
Now, the
But we
snails don't
hatch them.
care that you've dug up their eggs. I mean, they do what they
Not at all.
do.
Not
So
at all,
you
yeah.
take the eggs, and there's no upset. There's, you know, they
No.
don't, they never would see their offspring anyway. So
Not at all. No.
then you put them in the incubator, and eventually they hatch and become little snails, and then you've got to grow
Yes.
them.
And then we've got to grow them. I suppose if you take a snail's natural habitat, Pat, when the snails lay outside, it could take quite a while, up to maybe 30, 40 days for the eggs to hatch, if they'll actually hatch. The mortality is quite high when they're laying outside. But when we get them into our incubation room, the mortality is very, very low, and we can get them hatched in probably 12 to 14 days. So it's speeding the whole process up when the snail naturally would be probably asleep in hibernation. So when the snails then they kind of morph, they don't the eggs don't actually hatch, they morph it kind of and just grow. The egg kind of grows and grows and grows into a snail. So after about the 14, 15 days when they hatch, we would give them about another 5 days just to mature a little bit in their little incubation boxes, where we would then bring them at about day 20 out to the polytunnel where we rear them. And the polytunnel would be full of forage rape. It's a brassica. I suppose it's a fancy cabbage, for the want of a better word. But we would put them onto the rearing tables, as I call them, where they would eat the brassica along with another baby snail food. They would hopefully, you would hope to keep them in there between 4, 6, or 8 weeks, depending on the size of your polytunnel. And they would have matured then to be strong enough to be able to go out into the wild, into your field, which would be approximately half an acre to an acre in size, full of, again, the forage drape and feeding boards, up to approximately 1,000 feeding boards, where
My
we would
goodness.
feed them and water them every evening. And the labour has gone way down at this stage. You've all your sprinklers timed to come on. And you would only have to spend maybe an hour or 2 hours every evening with them
And then
from May.
you harvest them. Do you export them alive, or do you have to do away with them?
We harvest them in September, and that's if it has been fairly labor intensive, the harvesting. You used to take everything in buckets, be fairly careful when you're harvesting them and pick the right snails also. But when we harvest them, Pat, we bring them out of the field back into another tunnel with purging tables, they're called. They would basically be a table with nothing on them bar a mesh, and the snails will sit on the mesh without any food or water for 7 days. It's basically the same as their natural habitat again. So we're tricking them into hibernation. After about 7 to 10 days, they will go to sleep, but they will also have cleaned themselves out, ready for cooking. When they go into the hibernation, we put them into our netting bags. They're a fancy kind of, I suppose, an onion bag, 5 kilo bags, and into their trays, and they're ready to go then.
Okay, and then they become a delicacy in continental Europe, and you've established a market for that. I believe there's also a market for snail slime.
There is a market for snail slime, and I believe there is a couple of fantastic farmers actually. They've tapped into that. They're going to specialise in that in Ireland. become aware of that now over the past couple of months, which is fantastic. We're delighted to see farmers pushing on and really making the most of snail farming, because there's such potential in it.
I mean, it's used for skin diseases like dermatitis, eczema, shingles, used in cosmetics.
Shingles, right,
so there's loads of money to be made from the different aspects of snail farming. So it's a good living and a profitable living.
It's a good living and a profitable living. Anyone anyone that would be considering maybe tapping into the snail farming, I would always advise, I suppose, get your bread and butter first. The bread and butter would be starting off with your babies, get to know your snails. Then maybe in year two, you can start breeding, rearing and fattening. When you get used to all that, in about year three, year four, you could always specialise in, as you said, in the snail slime, maybe snail caviar, the snail poop. There's loads of different things you can specialise in snail farming. There could be up to 10 different things. That's the special thing about snail farming. You don't kind of have to stick with the one thing, you know. And as I say, there's huge potential there for it, and we're very excited here at the moment, because we're actually opening up the farm there to do on farm training courses at the moment. So we'd be hoping to see a lot more farmers come on board now in the next 4 to 5
very,
years. You know?
Very good. So, it's terrific enterprise that you've created there, Peter. Thank you very much for joining us. That's Peter Monan, a snail farmer based in Cavan, who has discovered a very profitable way of using a farm on which it was kind of difficult to make a profit before.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.